school building.
Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
CNN, Wednesday, August 30, 2023.
McConnell appears to freeze while speaking with reporters in Kentucky.
The Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell appeared to freeze for about 30 seconds on Wednesday while speaking with reporters after a speech in Covington, Kentucky.
The incident is similar to an episode McConnell experienced at the U.S. Capitol late last month.
And is likely to raise additional questions about the fitness of the 81-year-old to lead the Senate Republican caucus.
A spokesman for McConnell told CNN that the Kentucky Republican felt momentarily lightheaded and paused during his press conference today.
Speaking to reporters after the incident, McConnell insisted he was fine.
We have additional questions.
And now, here is The Glitch, written by Duncan Flaster, directed by Aliza Shane. Performed live at the Crane Theater, September 4th, 2023.
He's glitching. That's the problem. He's glitching.
I understand.
We can't have that again. He froze up in the middle of a Hollow conference last night when he was fielding a question from South Texas. Just this sickening long pause where he stared into space. I had to prompt him to respond. And then he just spouted some random words that had nothing to do with the question he was asked. Do you know how many people saw that?
I saw it. I do have the internet. The memes are incredible. Majority Leader McAfee loses his mind.
Yes.
Minority Sense from Majority Leader McAfee. Disney Plus presents A Frozen Adventure.
This isn't funny.
No, of course. I'm sorry.
Well, I think Kidnap Sunrise Investigation Solo.
This is bad. If anyone finds out that the majority leader of the Senate is an android and has been all these years, the Democrats are going to have a field day.
I'm surprised no one caught on that his name is Apple McAfee. It's a little on the nose.
This is serious. He's becoming erratic.
Well, have you tried turning him on and off again?
What are you talking about? Of course I have, and it's only making things worse. Here, watch this. Leader McAfee.
Yes, hello.
I'm Kermit the Frog, Sesame Street News. What are your thoughts about running for re-election in 3076?
Well, I think it could be censorship. : comfortable indoor sanctuary.
That's the question that tripped him up before.
I see the problem.
Then you can fix him. He has another interview with reporters from the Denver Astro Chronicle in a couple of hours.
No, I can see there is a problem, but not how to fix it. Yet. Let me try. Mr. Leader, this is J. Jonah Jameson, Daily Bugle. What are your thoughts on the opening ongoing issues of the climate disaster?
Let me just say that we have teams of experts that say there is no evidence of module fall ensure swear deficit. Deficit.
You struck him? You struck the majority leader of the Senate?
Cool your jets. Sometimes you have to be rough with glitching machinery. He's just like a dishwasher, a microwave freezer. A little smack across the faceplate can do wonders.
Dishwasher, do not shoot. Minor charismatic paradox. Invite sensitive. No more questions at this time. Time.
Oh boy, this is going to take some serious work.
We need him up and running. ASAHP.
I don't know if humanly possible is the best way to phrase that in this case.
Look, we have a majority Democratic Senate right now. If Leader McAfee goes offline permanently, we're fucked. They'll never elect another Republican, not in this economy.
Would that be so bad? A Democratic majority leader of the Senate?
I don't think you understand what's at stake here. We have been working through Leader McAfee.
Glister!
We have been working to do nothing less than reshape the federal government along with the political culture of the nation. This lifelike android has been slowly guiding the Senate under partisan lines to be more Republican. He's had 83 years in office since he was first elected, and gradually we have been getting what we want.
And what is that?
A shutdown of information. We have been working to close libraries, shut down theaters and museums. People should work for their money and not question authority. No welfare, no handouts. We want more restrictions, more obedience, more common sense. We need to preserve our American values and traditions. As the left attempts to destroy what makes America great, the Republican Party is standing here in the breach to defend our nation and way of life. And if that means installing an essentially immortal robot as our Senate Majority Leader, then so be it.
Nothing is immortal. Not even robots. We all break down eventually.
I know that. I'm not a child! We just need him to stay functional as long as we can have him installed in the Senate. Robots never tire. They can just keep pushing the same talking points and party lines indefinitely. We get our propaganda out there and repeated often enough, it becomes a reality. Sure, the Apple McAfee will eventually expire, but we'll burn that bridge when we come to it.
It's strange no one's noticed yet.
Keep the people in the dark and they'll believe anything.
Spatula!
Yeah, this is a scary case. I'll need to look under his hood.
Sure. Sure, whatever you need to do.
And he's a 2035 model, so the off switch should be right here. And one, two, three.
Shut down, commence.
You might want to look away when I open up his circuitry.
Right. Thanks for the warning.
Oh, yes, yes. Let me just switch this over. Well, would you look at that?
What? What is it?
Someone struck a magnet in here. Look, it's just a little thing, but that's what's been causing all the trouble, I would imagine. Just take this out and he should be right as rain. And none of your precious constituents will know that he's an android.
Sabotage.
I don't know where the magnet came from, but it's certainly possible. I would have to have been someone with the electrical know-how, which probably leaves off anyone on your staff or
well,
your crowd.
We wouldn't meddle with our own equipment.
But then that means there's some Democrat out there with computer skills and a handy supply of refrigerator magnets. Who knows your man is a robot?
Android, please. Well, at least he won't be glitching anymore.
Well, let's boot him back up and see.
Apple McAfee, Gennaro Cybernetics version 4.4. Booting up, initializing CPU, installing updates, installing drivers. reticulating splines online. How may I assist you?
Hello, Senate Majority Leader McAfee.
Hello.
Charles Foster Kay, New York Daily Inquirer. What are your thoughts about running for re-election in 3076?
Of course I'll be running again. I want nothing more than to serve my country. My responsibility, our responsibility, is to the people of this country.
Oh, thank God.
My father always told me, it isn't where you start, it's where you finish. And now we need to finish strong for the sake of the American people.
Perfect.
And so, in that spirit, I shall be dedicating the remainder of my term as Majority Leader of the Senate to magnifying the welfare of the common people, the education of the world, and the betterment of the world as a livable habitat for the descendants of our posterity.
What?
I shall take as my role models Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders, mm. John Fetterman. Mm. This party, this country needs some radical empathy, willingness to be vulnerable, being grounded in who you are, being open to the experiences of others.
Silence, robot! What is this? What have you done?
It seems the Magnus might have permanently reversed Apple's political polarity. You've got yourself a democratic android, I'm afraid, or perhaps even further left.
My God! Well, hell, he's about to go out on another live press hologram. Clara? Clara, can you cancel the 6 o'clock with the Denver Astro Chronicle? What do you mean you can't? You have to cancel. Oh my God.
Well, Lois Lane, Daily Planet. Are you ready for a change of life, House Majority Leader McAfee? What is your favorite Martin Luther King quote?
Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. We are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly.
Perfect.
This has been The Glitch. Written by Duncan Flaster, directed by Aliza Shane, featuring Mila Besson, Jason Hewitt, and Aaron Soler. Performed live for Living Radio at the Crane Theater in New York City, September 4th, 2023. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East, and you'll find all our past recordings at cooptheatereast.org. Watch for a new website soon, and in the meantime, follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram.